I'm very happy to introduce you to the three dimensions of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. I really feel that those of you who spoke like the last devotees, one mentioned it's an uphill struggle. Sorry, it works better with sound. It's all right. It's an uphill struggle. It's the most difficult thing in my life. Also what Nitin said, it's easier when done together in a congregation where we do loud chanting. I think also things like or contributions like meeting my friend. All this is something I have experienced in my life also. For me, chanting is both the best way to connect and the greatest challenge. I have developed these japa workshops with the help of many other devotees, where I teach three gates or three areas of chanting. And in this japa workshop, I would like to take you through each one of these three gates so that you can enter deeper and deeper into your chanting. But for the beginning, I would like to do with you something which we call the Temple of Sound. It's an experiential learning activity which we can do, where our task or our, I would say, our work really is to experience sound. Now, as I watch all of you, I see some of you have to turn their heads really like this, because it's a little bit difficult to build a circle when we are so many. Are you comfortable? Or maybe I would suggest you just for this spray out a little bit, like in these areas, then it's easier for you, because when you will have to meditate and do things, and if you have your head like this, you might lose your head. So please do take the space until you're comfortable. But I think the boys are comfortable. Yes, you can just turn around. But if you're comfortable there where you are, fine. I would request you in the beginning to sit tall. It's very easy. You can imagine there's a string pulling you up to the ceiling. And just do a quick breathing exercise where you just exhale the total volume of your lungs. Oh, sorry for the sound. When you are ready, concentrate on the inhale and exhale. Imagine your body to be like a building, a temple, which has a bottom part, that's where you sit at the moment, a middle part, that's where your heart is situated, and finally a dome, that's where your head is situated. We will now place within these three areas the sacred syllable Ram. To make it simple, I will first say the syllable one time alone, and then you kindly repeat. For this, I request you to close the eyes also. Ra. To the area of the heart, please bring your attention there, and we will four times chant the syllable Ram. I will once do it alone, and then we will do it together. Keep your attention, please, in the heart area. Correspond to our head area. And this time we will chant five times the syllable Ram. I really request you to immerse yourself in the sound like you would immerse yourself in a sacred river. And then totally experience sound as a vibration which goes through you like a river of sound. Have a one time chant alone, and then we will chant five times together. But please remember to focus your attention on the head area and immerse yourself into the experience of sound.
Ah.
super deep and long inhale. When you are ready, please open your eyes again.
So, I will talk a little louder because I don't... Well, we see...
Yes, we have the microphone here. As I have said, we will enter now the three gates of chanting. Our goal is to really experience the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra in a very, very profound way. We will first enter the physical dimension of sound, then the mental dimension, and finally the dimension of the heart. Thank you, Vamsidhara Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Shri Radha Govinda Chandra Ki Jai. Sisi Gornitai Ki Jai. What is in my mind is a little bit the temple of sound, which looks a little bit like the temple of Sri Rangam. Who has visited the temple of Sri Rangam? One of you only. But I can draw it for you, and then you will visit it also.
In this temple,
you find different boundary walls. This is the first boundary wall. And you go through a Gopuram. I believe actually there are four Gopurams or four entrances. Then you find another boundary wall there. As you go again through this gate, the Gopuram, you enter into another vault in area. And finally, at the very end of your journey, you come to a
Now my drawing capabilities are no longer so good.
You come to a sancto sanctorum. It's called an inner chamber where Sri Ranganath is. You go first through one gate, then through another, then through another. So in chanting also, you first open, you go through the gate of your body, then you go through your mind, and then you go through your heart, and you finally arrive at the temple of the holy name, where Radha and Krishna are. But this final door you will find in the beginning, it might be closed only when Radha and Krishna themselves reveal themselves to you and open that gate. You will be able to see and experience them, because You cannot learn a technique for God realization. God realization is always something which is totally dependent on Radha and Krishna. In other words, this last door is a door which only opens from the inside, not from the outside. Your techniques don't help. Krishna has to show you mercy to reveal himself. And as he stands in his threefold bending form before you, and you realize, my God, the sound vibration itself, that is Krishna. So what we will do first is, we will go through the gate of the body, then we will learn to go through the gate of the mind, then through the gate of the heart. And I sincerely hope that all of you will make a fantastic spiritual experience in this workshop, an experience which brings you really to the temple of the sound vibration, the inner core of the Maha Mantra. And I hope that the door will open to you and you will have darshan. Is what we are going to do. Are you ready?
Yes.
You look at me a little bit stunned. My God, this is more than we expected. Let me see, I lost my... So let us start, please, with the first gate, the physical gate, and learn something about the foundational principles of chanting. The first thing is, I request you to sit properly. When I was many times present when Srila Prabhupada would correct us. He corrected my older brother, who sat like this. And Prabhupada sat up in his Vyasasan like this and said, don't sit like this. You sit like a bull. sit like this. And in some of his lectures or instructions on chanting, he would all of a sudden say, sit properly. Have you heard? So, first let us start with the posture. Why? Because the posture so much influences our mind and our feelings. When you sit like this, bent over like a grandpa or a grandmother, you will find out that you will become sleepy and often very mental. I often tell the story of someone who came like this to a sadhu and complained and spoke about different miserable things in his life. And the sadhu didn't give an advice this time. He just sat like this also. And after 30 seconds, he went, wow, it works! I also feel miserable. Posture so much influences the position of the mind. It is amazing. You know when you why don't we fold our hands a little for a moment and just look a little bit like this in a very and for a change let's take this posture. No, not a yoga posture, an arrogant posture was like Napoleon, you know. Do you notice how you feel different? You know, like yeah, like when you, and then please again, let's take the more traditional Vaishnav posture. Huh? You feel more, do you feel something different? Someone feels something? Yes, what? One feels it, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. Posture brings about a certain disposition in us. Now, therefore, if you learn to sit in an open way, please do so. Just sit a little tall, but not like as if you have eaten a broomstick. just a little tall, and please roll down your shoulders a little bit, roll them back and down. And have your hands like this, huh? You will feel open. The second physical, or let me say foundational thing I would like to teach you next to posture is pronunciation. The Hare Krishna mantra should be pronounced with both the help of the upper lip and the lower lip. It should be as distinct sound vibration. Now to exercise this, I would request you to chant with me in the same voice and really make it a point to sit properly, that is upright. You can do this by rolling your the hip bones, isn't it? Hip bones a little bit forward. Yeah? That will immediately put you upright. Whereas when they go roll backwards, you go to sleep, you know. And rolling your shoulders in that direction, and you sit properly. So, pronounce now, please, in addition to taking on the right posture, please pronounce by using both upper and lower lip. I will do it, and please, although it's a little embarrassing for me, kindly watch my lips. Huh? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Use your lips, please. Ama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Add to this, please, listening. I would like to make a little exercise with you. It's not difficult. Just please close your eyes and just hear the different sounds which I will make. Your task now is very simple. You are detectives of sound, and it's your task to find out what exactly is the sound which I will make. Huh? You don't need to say anything. If you feel like laughing because there will be a funny sound, you can obviously also do this. It's not a meditational exercise. It's a concentration exercise. Okay? Kindly sit properly. The first sound will come. You know it already. The second sound is now outside. Please listen to this sweet Spanish talk which is outside. Okay. Now comes the next sound. It's a little bit. Don't look. The next sound, just listen. And now my favorite sound. Sounds almost as if a tiger eats an elephant. It's simply paper, don't worry. Nothing unethical is taking place here. Good, that's all what I have for now, so kindly open your eyes. So, in the physical dimension, we put our attention on three aspects. Sit properly, how to do it? Just roll your hip bones, there are two actually, a little forward. Bring your shoulders a little backward and sit tall. Pronounce properly and listen properly. I request you to chant with me in one voice. You can start immediately. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Very good. Proper pronunciation, proper listening, and proper posture. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Add your arms now, please, and bring them up like in kirtan. No, continue. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna. Let your arms be pulled back a little bit. It will open the chest. And whatever happens, chant. And don't let the arms come down until I tell you. It's very important. Rama Rama. Little bit more heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Three more mantras. You can do it. No problem. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Please put your arms softly down that they don't fall off your body. My dear devotees, it's amazing. If you simply do this posture, pronunciation, and proper listening, you will feel already the energy of sound vibration really fulfilling you. Yeah, that's really amazing. We will now go to the next dimension. Would you be so kind to write mind there, then I don't have to get up. You know, in the second gate, underbody, yes. Wonderful. You're a very elegant writer. Wonderful, yes. Now comes a little difficult part. But you have excelled on the first gate. Now we want to go deeper. Have you ever heard the word attentive chanting? I think we have heard. Attention means to focus the mind. It's amazing what you can do when you focus the mind properly. It is absolutely amazing how powerful the mind is. Most of the time, we are not aware that our mind is weakening us. Our mind often is like a roommate who talks to us non-stop. Eat this. How do you look? What did he say yesterday? What is happening in Madrid? Oh, my mother and father in London, they must be worrying about me. I'm so far away from them. The mind is constantly talking without any stoppage. And most of the thoughts the mind talks to you are not useful for you. They are repetitive. Is the English word repetitive? Again and again, the same old story. You don't look good enough. You will never make it. You are foolish. I knew it. and so on and so forth. And it's always going on. Now, it's interesting to note that the mind's talk has power and influences our whole life. I told the devotees yesterday about an experience I had when I was a little child. My father, who's one of the directors of the German railway, came back to us at the family, and we ate dinner together. And he said he had just lost one of his best workers who had died in a train carriage. This was a train carriage which was refrigerated to transport fruits and also meat items. And he had to enter the train carriage and do an easy repair to again make it work. So when he entered, someone who didn't know that he was working inside the carriage had slammed the slide door, and the worker had thought, my God, now the contact is made and the thing works again. I have 6 hours before I am dead. After 6 hours of being in a refrigerated train carriage, I will be dead. So he tried to, later they could find out, he tried to escape the train carriage, but it was not possible. It remained closed. And after 7 hours or so, someone thought, what's with him? And opened the train carriage sliding door and found the man with all symptoms of having frozen to death. His body was blue, stiff, very cold. But what they also found out was that the temperature in the train carriage was very pleasant, like here. It was not cold. There was a nice air, it was nice aerated, I think we say, and so on. Still, this man had was diagnosed that he had died from the effects of being frozen to death, almost like, you know, a vegetable which you stick in the deep freezing compartment of your refrigerator at home. Now, I want to ask you a question. What do you think was the cause of this man's death? Yeah, you are very perceptive. He had thought that I'm inevitably going to die. It's cold. It was not cold. It was a nice fresh breeze, nice temperature. Everything was all right. The cause of this man's death was his mind. Mind is so powerful. If you are thinking, I'm not going to make it, you are not going to make it. If you are thinking, I'm going to make it, you are going to make it. Both the persons are right. The one who says, I'm going to make it, is right. And the one who's saying, I'm not going to make it. Both are right. Because the power of the mind is such that it begins to activate all things. Now, I want to now do something where you experience the power of the mind when it is focused on the Hare Krishna mantra. Will you be with me? Now, this gets a little bit intense. We are now entering the dimension of the mind. Now we are going into a forbidden area. Most people never know that they're not forbidden, but we are going in a foreign country. Most people never even know that they can control the mind. They are always controlled by the mind, by their feelings, by their emotions. Today I feel like this. Tomorrow I feel like everything is good. You might have gone through this in the Pandavasena festival. One day you said, oh no, why did I make this terrible mistake to come here? It's so absolutely unrelevant for my life. And the other times you said, this is really super first class, you know. Mind, don't be on the platform of the mind if you want to make progress in your life. So, sit tall, please. This time I will request you to... Sorry. This is for you, by the way. You can. I will request you to observe how your breath is going in and out. To make it a little easier, I request you, please exhale one time completely. Then your breathing will be more deep. Just observe how your breath goes in and out. And now observe how you observe that your breath is going in and out. There's a you who can observe your breathing. There's a you can observe your body. There's a you who can observe your thoughts. Because this you is neither the body nor the thinking mind. This you is who you are. Bring your attention to the heart area and simply be. Be like a mountain. Clouds are passing by the mountain. Rain is washing down the mountain, but the mountain is not changed. You simply are. You are eternal. A part of Krishna. How does it feel to simply are? How does being feel? From this position, I request you to control your mind into one exercise, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We will focus our mind on one mantra at a time. Our goal is to use our mind like a torchlight and see each word and syllable of the Maha Mantra. When thoughts come and go, let them pass like the clouds which pass a mountain. Ready? I will say one time the mantra alone, then we will chant together. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Totally, while I chant, my mind is totally with the mantra. Hare Rama, I'm hearing every name. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Two more mantras. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you. Please stay in this peaceful mode. Very impressed. You're really peaceful, and I want to now come with you to the dimension of the heart, where we will do a kirtan. Srila Prabhupada spoke about this dimension when he compared the chanting to be like an address, like a child addressing his mother or calling for his mother. There's a very nice prayer which I would like to cite for you. A prayer which brims over with devotion. It is spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us give our full attention to this prayer which might open the dimension of the heart. O son of Nanda, Krishna, king of the country of love, I appeal for your affection. I am your servant. I feel deep within myself that I have some connection with you. I am subordinate to you. But somehow I am now in adverse circumstances. There are so many enemies in me, trying to take me away from you. Therefore, I cannot give my full attention to you and your name. At the same time, I feel from the deepest place in my heart that you are my master. You are my all and everything. My heart will never be satisfied without your companionship. So I appeal to you. I am living under unfavorable circumstances. I am suffering. Without your grace, I cannot find relief for my present imprisoned condition. Now, without breaking our inner peace, kindly turn around so that you can see Shri Radha Govinda Chandra. Slowly turn around, no haste, and we will chant now from this prayerful or heartfelt position. I will again read the opening lines. O son of Nanda, Krishna, O Radharani, king and queen of the country of love, I appeal for your affection. I am your servant. I feel deep within myself that I have a connection with you. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Govinda Chanda, Radha Govinda Chanda Radhe. Jaya Radha Govinda Chanda, Radha Govinda Chanda Radhe. Gaura Premanandi Hari Hari Bo Shishi Goni Dai Gide Shishi Radha Govinda Chanda Gide Jai Jai Sri Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe Hare Krishna. I want to sincerely congratulate you for surviving your first Japa and Kirtan workshop with Sachinanda Swami. My dear devotees, I'm very much dedicated to help devotees enter the inner space, the sacred space. See, most of us are not sufficiently acquainted with the inner space. We are outwardly looking, and someone who is dependent on outside influences, he will always be distracted by what is going on in the outside. He will always be dependent, so to say. But someone who discovers deep absorption, which is a quality of the inner space, the deeply absorbed, he will become undisturbed, and he will not become even distracted when there is cause for being distracted. So in this Japa and Kirtan retreat, my my intention was to bring you from the platform of the body or the physical dimension, where you use your body either in posture or in dancing, and your lips in singing, and your arms in raising the arms. My goal was to bring you to the level of the mind, where you were chanting attentively with full concentration, and then finally, please note down, to the level of the heart. I suggest that when you chant your japa, you are checking the three gates, and you go almost like you would go into a temple. Thank you so much. Where you pass the three gates. Just as you sit down, make sure you're there, your body is awake and alert, and you pronounce the mantra, then go deeper, pay full attention with the mind, and then bring some feeling to your practice, like feelings which arise when we pray, no? And while chanting, pray, please accept me in your service. Then it can well happen that within this lifetime, you have the darshan of sweet Radha and Krishna. Please forgive my painting abstractions of Ranganath. This is supposed to be Anantashesha. It's not a key. It's a multi-headed snake, and I then really didn't dare to try to paint Ranganath, because I'm so... When the Lord sees that you are endeavoring body, mind, and heart, He will open the gate of His mercy and reveal Himself to you. This is what this Japa workshop was all about. Thank you very much. We have about 5 minutes for quick, concentrated questions. Is there anything which is unclear to you, which you would like to ask the question about?
I was just wondering if it's Ram or Rama, because it comes up again and again. When you hear Prabhupada say on the tape, it sounds a lot like Ram.
Yeah.
And also even in the kirtan we were doing, it seemed like we said Hare Ram, Hare Ram, and then Rama, Rama, Hare Ram.
Yeah. It is, your question is very apt. It belongs to pronunciation. How do we properly pronounce Ram? Well, the Sanskrit makes it very clear how we pronounce it. There's a long A, Ra, and a very brief, I can't say it in English, ein aspiriertes A, you would say in German. Hopefully it sounds familiar to you. It's a brief R, so it would be Rama, Rama, Rama. So sometimes in the chanting process, the last A, this very brief A, which is really only like a slight appearance of the vocal A, disappears and is not so much pronounced. But if you want to do it very accurately, you would say something like this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You would do like that. And there are two japa tapes of Srila Prabhupada out. One is where he sits in an initiation ceremony. Where always like 100 devotees he was initiating at the same time. And Prabhupada did it like this, that he chanted their beads before giving them their names. So these initiation ceremonies took time. And Prabhupada was trying to, he was really chanting. So some of the names might have been chanted in the mind, you know. But there is another tape or MP3 recording where Srila Prabhupada sits with the early in the morning with the devotees in the New York temple, and there it is much more slow. There is not this time situation where Prabhupada takes to the speedy, to the, you know, in the car you have first gear, second gear, third gear. So there he is on the first gear, so to say. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But as when you chant Ram instead of Rama, don't worry, the Lord understands very well that you mean him. It's not. Let us try when we chant not become, oh my God, do I pronounce it correctly now? Oh, I'm sure I don't do it. I must sound like someone from England as I pronounce it. You know, I was very much mental because I'm from Germany, and the Germans have the nature to speak extremely the R. So I would say Krishna. Krishna, you know, that is like eating an energy bar, you know. you say it like that, and devotees told me you chant with a German accent, and I thought no, I really don't. I'm not proud of being from Germany. It's really not good. And then what I noticed, so I began to work on my R, but then I was once in Brajmanda Parikrama, I told this yesterday, and there were devotees from China, and you know how they chanted was, they have no R, you know, so it was Hale Lama, Hale Lama, Lama Lama, Hale Hale, I was, Prabhuji's, it's Hare Krishna. Yes, we are chanting. Hare Krishna. I don't know how they did this. That's easier. Hare Lama, Hare Lama, Lama Lama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. And then I got a French-speaking assistant who used to say Hare Krishna in the beginning. They don't have any H, you know, in the French language. And then I mentioned it, but then he got angry on me, as if I'm the versus demon, and I had to stop for 3 years to talk about this. You know, so you can't see when you do something because it's your blind spot. So the Hare Rama, where the A, which is anyways a small A, it's not there. No problem. I think Krishna also understands the Chinese devotees, although I personally believe, and I have made it a mission to go to China in this life, that we should attempt to say Hare Rama, you know, not Hale Lama. It sounds so much like a Buddhistic Lama, you know. So I think a good attempt can be made in that regard. But here it's like this. So if you want to do it super good, I guess it's to chant Avyagrata. Avyagrata means without haste. When you do spiritual practice, you shouldn't be in a hasteful mood. And then it comes. You know, when we are speaking hastily, then we don't pronounce all the words. We as mainland Europeans fight this out. When the devotees from Parnavasena speak, we really have to absolutely concentrate so much, because it's about double as fast the way you speak English than we know. When it was like when Marlene, when I got to know Marlene Priya, who learned actually German, and I first heard her speaking, I always had to ask her, what did you just say? Can you please say it for the very simple in simple beginners of the English language, you know? And then Marlene Priya had to de-speed his her sentences. So I remember that. Now I can understand everything actually, except when Makhanlal gets really fast, you know, then it really like whoom, it's like a whole book in 1 second he spoke, you know. So whoom, you know. so when you chant, you shouldn't be so fast that you can't say pronounce the right the mantra that Hare Krishna becomes, you know. So, see, it's, you know, when you are in a, you know, when there is a loving mood in your heart, you also can't speed up the loving mood in the heart, you know. So when you sit before the deity, it's not that you want to now finish everything or pray like this. It's a different energy comes from the heart. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But yes, the A and Rama can sometimes disappear. Let's say it is there in let me say, acoustically unmanifested form, you know. Hare Krishna. Good. Thank you very much. This is an important question on pronunciation. Anyone else of you has a question? Yes. I saw this Mataji first. Please,
your good name again?
Nina. Yes, Nina, like Nina Hagen. Yes. Yes, Nina. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What advice so that you can improve on your chanting and to keep the good chanting as a consistent practice? I mean, can I talk extremely honestly, or should I talk a little bit extremely careful?
Both.
Okay. Nina, to keep the spiritual practice consistent, it's very important that we set our priorities in our life extremely clear. When our priority is attaining Krishna, then we will be very clear in the spiritual practice. But when our priority is, for instance, to render a service, which is a good priority, then we will take on a lot of service and sometimes not have enough time for our practice. It's about setting priorities. And to set priorities, it's good, Nina, if you have good, that is strengthening association, and you talk about the importance of your spiritual life with them, and again advises. Now, the super honest thing is, I think it's very good if we all, you know, spend time with the holy name, and you know, explore it. Like, it's like a relationship. When you want to enter into a relationship, the first thing is, which you need to do, to spend time. isn't it? Like in the brahmachari ashram, when we are all living together, but then we find out that this brahmachari could maybe give some valuable advice to me. So you say, can we meet, Prabhu? When do you have time? This is the question. Oh, my service is finished then. So 4 o'clock? What's 4 o'clock? It's perfect. And then you schedule time. So with chanting, if you want to be a little bit persistent, you must make, I would even say, make a stroll with Krishna. Is this an English word? To make a stroll? Go on a walk? You know, it's when you maybe have a new girlfriend and you say, we need to spend time and, you know, just discuss different things which are of, which are in my mind. I really am happy I finally found someone to talk to. Then you might maybe make a stroll through Hyde Park. Hyde Park. Well, it's a huge park, isn't it? Hyde Park, yes. I gave this example in Croatia. When a girl finds a man interesting, and the man responds and finds her also interesting, then at least in Croatia they go on a stroll near the beach. 6 hours, no problem. 7 hours, no problem. So, because spending time means a relationship gets cemented. It gets it. So that you need to do with the holy name. You know, you need to spend some quality time, and I strongly recommend. I mean, I was very shy about this, but now I will say it because you so sincerely talk. I strongly recommend you take like a japa retreat or a kirtan retreat, which you know is offered all over the world. I think there are. I know the Giriraj Maharaj did a fantastic one in London in the Bhaktivedanta Manor. And you take one of these retreats because we always hear from all over the world people who have taken these retreats that it has significantly and permanently helped them to go on a deeper dimension of chanting. But set your priorities right. Often we are unconscious about our priorities. We have not yet done the work. Okay, this is my priority. I need to do it. Thank you for your question. Yes, I have heard, Madhaji, can you keep your question to Monday and Tuesday? You are Spanish devotee, right? I have heard I have to, on Monday and Tuesday, I'm only in for the Spanish devotees, and I'm already learning Spanish. I know things like adios and alo and so on. You know, I'm already preparing myself every day with some vocabulary. Good. All right. Will. Wonderful name. Will, like, not like willpower, or?
It's actually Wilfred.
Yeah, das ist ein deutscher Name. Wilfried. Lieber Wilfried, sprechen Sie. Please speak.
Thank you so much. This is just a general question. I was wondering if you could explain whether or not our diet could have an effect on our chanting.
Can our diet have an effect on our chanting? Not directly, Wilfried, but it has an effect on your body. The diet, and if you, we all know, when you eat too much and you in the evening and you get up in the morning and you feel really, where am I? I don't care. I only care about one thing. That is the horizontal position. And you go back to sleep, yeah, because all your blood is somewhere else than it should be, you know. So too much eating, especially in the evening, really slows the organism down so that in the morning your rounds will be an absolute struggle. Also, sometimes sweets And here comes something for the devotees from India. Chilies, they put the mode of passion right on, you know. So, and that will, and then according to these things, tiredness, your chanting is influenced. That's why I made it a point to say that there are physical things you can do to help you chant better, concentrate, like posture. Don't worry, now it's relaxed time. Yeah. I feel we have this is our last question. What is your good name, Prabhu?
Jairam.
Wonderful.
The
best time to chant, according to our scriptures, is the Brahma Muhurta time, which happens from 45 minutes before sunrise to the actual sunrise. Then it's the best time. Now, this time is usually a time when you are in bed. Am I right? Especially in the winter, you know, when it's now the sun, I notice, comes down, and it's a time where you are, if you force yourself to get out of bed too early, it won't work, you will be sleepy. So my recommendation is, if you want to get up early, go to bed early. This will be important. And then, you know, because you have a biorhythm, bring your body slowly to this, like get up one week 10 minutes earlier or 2 minutes earlier, you know. Then the next week again 2 minutes earlier, until finally you get, the body doesn't even notice. Oh yes, I'm you know. It gets up. Train your body to get up early, in slow ways. If this is impractical for some reason, another good time to chant is when you have lived your day, when you have gone through your day, and it's evening time. Not late evening, but something like 7, 8-ish, you know, around this time. Or do you go to school or to the university or something, Jairam? I'm sorry?
School.
When do you come home from school?
Four-ish.
Good. Then, you know, then you must be hungry, most properly. Then you eat a little, or have you eaten in school?
You have a little snack.
Little snack you have. Are you tired afterwards? After the snack?
Some days.
Then maybe do a little gentleman rest when you are tired. And then when you wake up, then you are there. You know, when the day is over. But ideally, we should chant in the morning before anything else. Why? Because at that time, our mind is fresh and not so full with so many things. And it's easier for us to receive the Holy Name. So, I want to thank you very much for your kind attendance. It was a pleasure. All the groups are very good. It was a pleasure, I hope. And take this home, this simple thing, body, mind, and heart. Huh? This is a simple thing you can remember, and it will help you to go deeper. Shishi Radha Govinda Chandra ki jai, Shishi Goni Tai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Hare Krishna. What was the prasad?
worship. I don't want to offend Krishna.
Yeah.
So, the motivation to want to get to know Krishna is really hard because I don't.